Welcome to Intentionality with Paul Kemp, the podcast and YouTube channel where we explore the possibilities and opportunities that can be created by a more intentional life. If you like what you hear or see, please subscribe, please follow, please share on social media so we can reach more people and impact more lives. This is episode 40. The name of this episode is Not Quitting, and you'll understand why in a moment. It's time for some reflection again. Feels to me like every 10 episodes, I want to reflect. I have this weird need to reflect. But today, I don't want to just reflect on IWPK. I've also done some reflection on my life. I've done some soul searching, some deep soul searching. I've been thinking a lot about everything in my life, what I've achieved, what I'm busy with, what my priorities are, what I'm spending my time on. How am I doing in living an intentional life? Am I really being intentional, or am I just a hypocrite? What do I mean by that? I tell people to do things on Intentionality with Paul Kemp, to do things in a certain way, to create certain habits, certain behaviors. Am I doing that myself? Or am I just telling people to do things in a certain way? So I've really had a long, hard thought about all of these questions. And what are some of the answers that I've come up with? The first answer I've come up with is I have a pretty awesome, spectacular life. I'm living the dream. I'm reaching goals. And if measured against your traditional criteria for success and some of my criteria for success, my formula for success, which I still haven't shared with you, which should still happen in some future episode, I am definitely successful. Whether it comes to relationships, whether it comes to work success, health, so many definitions, I consider myself to be successful. If we look at things like joy, happiness, and bliss, which I discussed in detail in episode 15, I have a really extraordinary, ordinary life. I'm living a privileged and blessed life, and I have a lot to be grateful for. However, and yes, there always has to be a however when one does this deep soul searching. In this reflection, I've also realized that there are still a few things that I do want to achieve. There are still a few areas in my life where I can do better and where I can even be more intentional. Allow me to be vulnerable for just a moment. Firstly, I'm not the golfer I want to be. In fact, my game has deteriorated significantly in the last year. I'm not quite sure yet. I don't think it's the fault of IWPK. That part I'm still investigating. Secondly, I can also do better in my marriage. Be a better husband for my wife. I can be there more for her when she's struggling with things. Be more supportive, more understanding, and more patient. I even have a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal that has been on my list for 10 years. And let's be honest about it, I am now further away from that BHAG than I was 5 years ago. Something I might have to take off the BHAG list very, very soon. And that's having a six-pack. There's also a few things on IWPK that's bothering me. A few things that I've recommended and that I've advised people on that I'm not doing quite as well on as I would have hoped. And then, very importantly, I've also realized that you need to be careful to focus on too many things in your life, to have too many priorities, to try and achieve too many things at one time. Because inevitably what happens is you either neglect certain things, and those could be important things, and or you become overwhelmed and risk facing things like burnout. And that is something that I believe will become a risk for me going forward if I'm not exceptionally careful and very intentional in what I choose to focus on. This soul searching has been intense this time, but it's been necessary, and it's allowed me to make a very, very difficult decision, but one that I believe is the right decision for me for now. And at the end of this episode, I will be making an important announcement about the future of Intentionality with Paul Kemp. But first, as part of this reflection that I've been going through, something interesting happened when I started going through some of the previous episodes that I had done. Now, the reason I started going through all of my episodes is that we are changing some of the website content. So I've been going through the episodes to add content for the website. And so far, I've gone through every single one of the 39 episodes. And I found the following from this exercise. Firstly, I think I have been too hard on myself sometimes. I know this is going to sound like the arrogant asshole that I spoke about in episode 37, but bear with me, it's not. I really do think there's some truly amazing content in those first 39 episodes. I think there's a lot of wisdom that I have shared, most of the time not mine. Wisdom that I've heard, that I've seen, that I've read. I think there's a lot of valuable advice, valuable life lessons, harsh truths, life-changing insights that if you can apply them in your life, will truly make a difference in your life. I've looked at some statistics that I've again read this week. If you look at the average podcast in the world, I'm not talking South Africa, the average podcast after 12 months has 100 subscribers and between 10 and 300 views. Sorry, that's not podcast, YouTube video. After 12 months, about 100 subscribers and 10 to 300 views. We are currently sitting this morning at 163 subscribers and all the episodes currently standing at over 4,000 views in total. So nothing, I think, to be humble or even ashamed about. And then there's another very important realization that I've come to this week. And that is that we must understand podcasts, the competition is international. So although podcasts are created in a specific country, people in a country have access to all podcasts across the world. There are millions of podcasts that people can choose from, which means if somebody in a week somewhere has 20 minutes or half an hour to listen to a podcast, why should they go and listen to IWPK? Because they can go and listen to literally the number one podcast in the world in that half an hour, which means I'm actually competing for their time and attention on that half an hour with that podcast. Now, the number one podcast in the world is called Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan Experience. And listen to these statistics. Joe Rogan is number one for many, many reasons. But obviously, one of the reasons is he's already done 2,355 episodes by the time we were recording this episode. I mean, that's extraordinary. But his whole life has been built up to this point of having a podcast, hosting a podcast, and doing a podcast that is pretty amazing. His most popular episode ever is the one that he had with Elon Musk, and that one's standing at 68 million unique listeners. So yes, if people have 30 minutes in their life to listen to a podcast, are they going to listen to the Joe Rogan Experience or to Intentionality with Paul Kim? So I do believe I am sometimes a little bit hard on myself that we don't have thousands of subscribers yet. But yes, I honestly believe there is something to this podcast, to IWPK. And I think I need to think differently about where to next and what we can do to reach a wider audience. In episode 20 of IWPK, I gave you 5 lessons I've learned from hosting a podcast. And it feels to me like these 5 lessons are almost central and a recurring theme in IWPK. Obviously, one of the overarching lessons is to be intentional in everything you do. There were also lessons like don't wait for perfect, dream big, keep promises to yourself, and allow the law of accretion to work in your life and not against you. But one of the lessons that I spoke about in episode 20 was the lesson around don't quit. And there's a reason why I want to focus on this lesson, don't quit, and why I've named this episode Don't Quit, and we'll get to that in a moment. For the last almost 12 months, I've been planning, starting a podcast, recording podcasts, and YouTube videos. And for the last 40 episodes, I really have had an amazing intentional journey. I've loved every step of the way. I really feel like I've achieved a spectacular BHAG of mine. I've achieved something impactful. And That doesn't even mean we've started with the intentional movement or impact that I wanted to have on lots of lives. But unfortunately, the achievement of this goal has come at a price. There's a huge effort and time commitment needed to be able to host a podcast like this, to create the content. And it is time for me to maybe just change the focus, change the priorities for a little bit. So after the recording of this episode of Intentionality with Paul Kempf, I'm fortunate enough to be able to go on a short holiday. It's going to be about 2 weeks that I'm going to be gone. When I come back from that holiday, by the time that this episode will be released, I will be taking over as the CEO of the FFG Group. And this is a big thing for me. It's a big priority for me. It's a big focus for me for the rest of this year. So I have made the decision to pause Intentionality with Paul Kempf for a short while. Now, this is why I'm talking about not quitting. Please don't see this as quitting. I am not quitting IWPK. I'm simply pausing it for a short while. I'm not yet 100% certain for how long. It's definitely not going to be forever. I'm simply letting go of the podcast for a short while. So for a short while, we are not going to be bringing out a episode of Intentionality with Paul Kempf every Wednesday. We're going to be doing a few other things. We might be releasing a few other videos. We're looking at creating and releasing some reels and some short recordings maybe in the next few weeks. We will see how it goes and what happens. I also need to spend some time on lining up some more guests, getting some more original ideas for episodes, finding more tips for the week. So I really want to end off this episode by thanking you again for all your support over the last year. All of the kind words and encouragement from everyone I know and also a lot of people I actually don't know. This really keeps me going. Every single time when I've doubted whether I should continue, your support has really helped. If you have approached me in the last few weeks to appear on IWPK, don't worry. This is just a pause. We will be back. We will be recording more episodes and I will come back to you to engage with you and to arrange something to appear on the podcast. Do not forget to be more intentional in everything you do in your life, even if I'm not here every Wednesday, to remind you to be more intentional and to stay on this intentional journey. It really works. I can tell you that from personal experience. Give intentionality a chance to create something amazing in your life. As I always do, I would like to end off this episode with a tip of the week. Amazing book that I've just finished reading. The book is called Brave Words by Salman Khan. He was the founder of the Khan Academy. And I spoke briefly about this book in the episode where my son was the host, episode number 39. And the subtitle of the book really says it all. How AI will revolutionize education and why that is a good thing. In episode 21 of IWPK, I spoke about AI and specifically my fear of AI and where AI is going. This book, and especially the last chapter, convinced me otherwise. It made me see the potential and the opportunities that lies for us in the future with AI. I would strongly recommend that you go and get this book and read this book. I also want to see during this break that I am taking how I can potentially use AI better in the future on this podcast as well. All that's left now is for me to thank my production team. I'm pretty sure you're also ecstatic about the opportunity to take a break from IWPK, to take a break from having to record these episodes, produce these episodes, and release them every Friday. But please don't get too complacent. I still have lots of plans for the future of IWPK. Thank you to our sponsors, the FFG Group, for your support. All that's left now is for you to congratulate yourself on the choices you have made to have a more intentional life, to be the architect of your own success and not just letting life happen to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. and may the rest of your week be an amazing intentional journey.